Is OMB asking agencies to accept commercial usernames and passwords for every transaction a citizen would do with government?
Well, in some ways, yes, but that's more of a long-term vision. The memo from federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel actually tells agencies to start with low-risk or what they call level one assurance type of websites. This is anything from requiring someone to log on to register a comment on a blog or to submit a question, really something very basic where your identity really isn't that important. In the long term, however, agencies in the private sector would really work to establish how they could accept credentials to access more sensitive data, such as, you know, if Amy, you want to go on and check out your social security payment when you're 65, or if Tom wanted to check his IRS data where when's my refund coming, that would take level three or what they call level four assurance. But in the meantime, Van Roekel directed agencies to begin accepting these third-party credentials for all new websites or all new authentication requirements, or anytime an agency updates existing website authentication within 90 days of the General Services Administration and the CIO Council approving a trusted framework. Now, a trusted framework, currently there are three that are provisionally accepted, and basically this is an organization that develops commonly held standards that say, okay, this is the way we're going to authenticate the username and password. I spoke with Randy Vanderhoof. He is the executive director of the Smart Card Alliance, an industry association representing identity management companies. He says this is part of a broader effort to secure identities in cyberspace under the NSTIC initiative.
This memo, in my opinion, is providing some leadership from the federal CIO office for agencies to align around a common strategy. And we've seen for too long that federal agencies have been able to stovepipe solutions to meet their specific needs without necessarily looking at the solutions from a government-wide interoperability standard.
So what's interesting about this memo is why now? Why is OMB coming out with it now? So I pose those questions to OMB, and OMB spokeswoman Maura Mack writes in an email that there are a couple of new factors that have converged to make this memo timely. For instance, there are a number of viable commercial identity solutions that millions of people are using, such as OpenID, and the federal government has a process called the Open Identity Solutions for Open Government to ensure that commercial providers are accredited and meet certain security and privacy requirements. So things seem to be coming together now more than they had in the past.
Are any agencies already accepting this OpenID standard?
This is something that several agencies have been working on for quite a while. The National Institutes of Health have been testing this concept under their PubMed site since June 2012. It now has 72,000 people using third-party credentials to access that site. NIH estimates it will save almost $3 million by 2015 because they no longer have to manage 50 different systems where they contained usernames and passwords. The Social Security Administration also is heading down this path, but actually at a higher assurance level. Frank Bateman is the former CIO at SSA and now an entrepreneur in residence at the FDA. He started this effort to use OpenID for SSA systems.
The idea is, in fact, to follow the same guidelines that are referred to in this memo and give citizens the opportunity to get either a level two or level three credential, as NIST defines it, which would be a big deal. You can see the real focus of this memo is on ensuring that all agencies get on board for level one credentials. Where Social Security is heading is the next phase of that, and that's level two and level three.
Now, Bateman says agencies should look to implement this level one credentials by analyzing their business needs first and figure out where the clear cost benefit is of sharing credentials.
This whole idea of having federated credentials is that you build a stronger system because you have many people whose business is on the line by getting this right. So everyone is going to work hard to make the system stronger and to make sure the credentials that they issue and the credentials that they accept that others issue are robust, and you have a very high degree of confidence that people are who they say they are.
Now, in fact, OMB's Max says OMB and GSA will meet with agencies over the next 2.5 months to provide best practices and answer questions. As part of the memo, OMB detailed the meeting schedule starting October 24th through October 28th with four agencies, agriculture, commerce, defense, and education. We have a full link to the memo at federalnewsradio.com.
So, Jason, this isn't the first time agencies have tried this. What's different this time?
Well, that's absolutely correct. During the Bush administration, GSA led an effort called e-authentication. You guys remember that one. This was a goal. The goal was to have a common way to authenticate users. Then we saw Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, HSPD 12, where all agency employees and contractors would get these secure ID cards. And a recent GAO report found that most agencies are using them just as fancy flash passes. So that this type of concept is not new to the government, but experts I spoke with say this time is different for many reasons. Judy Spencer is a former GSA official who played a big role in the e-authentication and other ID management efforts. She now works for CertiPath. Spencer says e-authentication was a good concept, but didn't pan out for many reasons, including technology, the systems, and the culture. Things just weren't quite ready yet. But she says this is different than it was in 2002 when e-authentication kicked off. First, NIH has already demonstrated that it can be done, and that proves that there's a will. If there's a will, there's a way. We've heard that before. Secondly, she says vendors have accepted and adopted the use of open standards, and they're adhering to the federal profile, which brings consistency across the board for everyone. Now, Spencer also says that NIST has done a lot of work creating security framework and partnering with the private sector to establish these standards. Now, the Smart Card Alliance's Vanderhoof agrees with Spencer that now is different than in the past. He says there's been a lot of accomplishments already, but the memo takes the effort one step further.
There's going to be a set of minimum criteria established, and some of these have already been done by trust framework providers and identity schemes that have been developing these standards that will be agreed upon by the federal government. And as long as the third party meets those requirements for how they issue the credentials and how the credentials are maintained, then those credentials can be used and in some level of assurance trusted by the federal government agency.
Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about this lowest level or lowest risk areas known as level one, but OMB also wants agencies to eventually accept these third-party credentials for what they call medium or high-risk systems. Again, think of Social Security Administration, think of IRS. OMB spokeswoman Mack says there are not many commercial identity solutions easily available to people at those higher levels, and this memo is actually a call out to industry as well to say, hey, the federal government's ready, and industry needs to do their part and to meet the demand. Overall, the reaction to the memo has been really positive. I mean, CertiPath Spencer calls it long overdue. Bateman says it's a good first step in getting the government to meet the expectations of the public to use commercial credentials. I mean, if you think about, you go to something like Flickr and you can sign on through your Yahoo username and password. Facebook is now doing that with other iTunes, for instance, if you want to download something. Now, of course, everyone I talked with says the devil's in the details. As with anything else, how will agencies roll this out? Will this be better? Will this have more focus than previous attempts?